Hello, I'm John Lewis, retired Coast Guard commander, Coast Guard aviator 1140, a long time ago. It seems that I may have made the last official water landing in the Coast Guard HU-16 Echo, the Albatross, more affectionately known as the GOAT. Unfortunately, I don't have my logbook at hand here at Mobile at the Roost, so I don't have the date or even the aircraft number. But I'll just try to tell the story as best I can remember it. It happened, I believe, in about 1978 at Coast Guard Air Station Corpus Christi. A little background here. As the venerable old amphibians approached the end of their service life, they had been restricted several years previously from making water landings. This was much to the chagrin of us pilots who loved making wheels-up landings. I always maintained that fixed-wing flying quit being fun when we could no longer land on the water. So here we were, Lieutenant Nick Garcia and I, with a full SAR crew. We were the ready fixed wing, out on a training flight. Beautiful sunny day, but windy as always in Corpus Christi. An hour or so into the flight, we noticed a fluctuation in the hydraulic system, and I asked the flight mechanic to check the bilges. A few minutes later, he reported that there was considerable hydraulic fluid in the bilges. So now was the time to discuss our options. The first, of course, was to just select the gear down handle and hope for the best. The second was to select the emergency hydraulic system and pump the gear down manually. Unfortunately, both of these options depended on there being sufficient hydraulic fluid remaining to complete the extension. But we were fortunate to be in an aircraft that provided us with a wonderful third option. We could keep the wheels in the well and land in the bay. By this time, of course, we were discussing the situation with the engineering ops officer and the CO, the commanding officer, Don Bellis, Captain Don Bellis. I just imagine old Captain Don Bellis thinking, yeah, there's probably just a little residual fluid in the bilge, and Lewis just wants to make a water landing. But of course he said, okay, John, land it in the bay. We'll get the Coast Guard patrol boats to check the landing area and stand by for a rescue operation. He was just pulling my chain. What confidence in my ability to land it on the water. Anyway, I told the crew to prepare for a water landing. The excitement was palpable. After years of maintaining and crewing on the GOAT, none had ever even seen one on the water, let alone riding through a water landing. And Nick Garcia, the co-pilot, he hadn't either. I'd made hundreds of water landings, but it had been a number of years since my last one, so I had to review the procedures with Nick while we flew around burning fuel. We saw the Coast Guard patrol boats coming down the bay with blue lights flashing. And the Navy tower made a call for all aircraft to clear the traffic pattern. A Coast Guard aircraft is going to ditch in the bay. Jeez, this was getting really exciting. We flew low across the Coast Guard hangar on the ditch heading to make sure the area was clear. By this time, all the air station personnel and a lot of Navy folks were lining the seawall. Looked like we were going to put on an air show. Well, I didn't mention that there were a number of seaplane ramps along this seawall, having long ago been used by Navy seaplanes. The engineering officer, Bill Spittler, he drove a mule down and up the ramp to make sure it was still strong enough for us to taxi up. So here we came on final approach, 15 flaps, low over the hangar, slowing for 30 flaps and RPM full increase. Went to 40 flaps, and Nick was doing a good job because everything was about the same as a short field landing. The wind had kicked up a pretty good chop, and we landed straight into it. I have to say it wasn't my best landing. I threw the props into reverse immediately, and it was a short but pretty rough ride before we came off the step. I looked over at Nick and had to laugh. His helmet had rolled forward, and I think the only thing he saw was the inside of his helmet for the last part of the run out. He straightened it out, looked over at me and asked, "Was that about a standard water landing?" "Oh, yeah." That's what I told him. We taxied back toward the ramp, put the gear handle down. The gear came out of the wells, locked down normally. We taxied up the ramp to an approving crowd. There are still those who believe we never really had a hydraulic leak. I leave it up to you, the listener. You decide.